Ernie's Escape from Death Row. For 12 years, Ernie Simmons has been on death row in Pennsylvania, fighting against great odds, against the efforts of the state to kill him. He was sent to death row in June 1993, when jurors in Cambria County convicted him of killing an 80-year-old woman, Anna Canese, beating her so badly that all of her ribs were shattered. Ernie, who in his trouble-filled youth had past convictions for beating and robbing elderly people, became, to quote the bored police official in the old Humphrey Bogart film Casablanca, the usual suspect. And where there was no evidence, police and prosecutors proceeded to make some. They essentially manufactured a confession by a neighbor, Margaret Cobaugh, who would later tell jurors that Simmons had attempted to rape her that night, and more ominously, threatened her with the words, "If you open your MF'n mouth, you'll get the same thing Anna Canese got." The case's chief investigator, Detective Richard Rock, would threaten Ernie's girlfriend with arrest, imprisonment, and the loss of her child if she didn't help him convict Ernie. Terrified of going to jail in connection with the Canese murder, she would take the stand against her boyfriend and claim she found evidence linking him to the Cobaugh attack and change her earlier accounts of when he got home that night to correspond to the Canese killing. She would even go into the prison wearing a wire to try to obtain a taped confession from Ernie. Ernie denied he was involved at least a dozen times. But the jurors never knew that Miss Cobaugh faced prison time because she bought a gun despite a prior felony conviction. Nor did they know that Ernie's girlfriend was threatened with prison if she didn't help send Ernie to death row. Nor did they know the favors granted other witnesses. Nor did they know that police did hair sample tests, which cleared Ernie Simmons. Nor did they know a lot of things. They knew only what the cops and the DA wanted them to know. Ernie's criminal history, a false confession, the damning testimony of his roommate girlfriend. And in 5 hours in June 1993, Ernie Simmons was on his way to death row. In late February 2005, a federal judge threw out the murder and robbery convictions of Ernie Simmons, finding what he called a consistent pattern of prosecutorial misconduct by way of withheld evidence and suppressed evidence that could have seriously undermined the prosecution's case. For over a decade, Ernie has been a quiet, unassuming man who worked as a barber on death row. While he cut or tapered hair, he would tell anyone within earshot that he was innocent. Well, like most barbers, his clients preferred he just shut up. Finally, somebody listened. Finally, after 12 years and two death warrants that took him to within days of the hangman. Boy, talk about a close shave. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.